A wooded area of Burns Park in North Little Rock is one of several sites used by a team of volunteers dedicated to training their dogs to find missing people.
My dog's name Jude.
My dog's name is Lucy.
My dog's name is Finn.
My dog's name is Brandy.
My name is Donna Waugh, and this is John D.
Donna Waugh, president of the American Scent Dog Association, leads the group through weekly training sessions on a variety of search and rescue scenarios.
While we do things like cold case forensics, where we know we're looking for a body, if we have like a missing kid, we use the scent of the person who's missing, or we can give them a scent that says go find cadaver material. So we're going to practice both of those. Our dogs also do water recoveries from a boat where they will get the scent of a person underwater.
The team also includes TJ Collard and 13-year-old Dominic, who don't bring dogs but instead act as flankers, running alongside the dogs looking for potential dangers during searches or hiding themselves in the woods to act as missing persons during training. Terry Alpe estimates she and her dog Brandy have been on more than 20 searches in the 6 years she's been with the team. Alpe says searching comes naturally for the dogs, and the weekly training isn't needed as much by the dogs as their handlers.
They don't. We do.
Where is it?
It's more about reading your dog, and it's harder to do. You think you know your dog, and it's sometimes like you see a head turn. That's easy to see, but there's just so many things to reading your dog, and the more you train, the better you get at it.
Most of the dogs on the team are mixed breeds that have been rescued from area animal shelters, and all the dogs at this training, except the team's newest member, are credited with at least one find. The most recent were earlier this year when Mike Cope's dog Jude found the body of a man who'd committed suicide. Then a week later, Jason Woods and his dog Lucy found a 9-year-old boy who'd gotten lost in the woods near Mayflower.
So we started out by scenting on an object that came from the house that belonged to the kid and smelled like the kid, and then we told Lucy to go find him, and she went through the forest. It was an area that was really dense because there had been a tornado they'd gone through, and not everything had been cleared out, so it was kind of hard to navigate.
Ironically, getting lost in dense woods or the dark of night while on a search is a very real possibility, so the dogs are also trained to lead their handlers back to the starting point of the search.
Every one of our dogs knows, take me home, come on, that if they can't bring you home, and notice he's going a different way to take me home, he's got a scent of where we started. So he's not even following his own path back, but he's going to get us home.
To avoid complicating or interfering with potential criminal investigations, the team only responds to requests from law enforcement, and neither the individual owners nor the organization receive any payment for their services. The reward of reuniting loved ones or helping bring closure to families is enough to keep the group committed to training in all sorts of weather and being constantly on call. It's clear the dogs enjoy the challenges and rewards, too.
There he is. Good boy.
Yeah, you did it. Good job. Come here.
David Monteith, KUAR News.